Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning, Miss Alicia. This is Vincent Payne.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know that I'm in the process of moving, and I have to go to the new apartment unit and take them their security deposit so that I can get in to move hopefully today or tomorrow. And Mr. Victor Hurdle has been locked out of the HH Exchange amp, and we can't do anything until I get in my new apartment. And then we can fix the app so that he can download everything and begin to start to clock in and out again. I'm just calling to let you know that I'm going to the new unit right now to take them their security deposit, and I will be moving this week within a day or two, within hopefully the day or tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. I will update the address for tomorrow. Okay.
Okay. It might not be tomorrow. I hope it is, but I'm trying to get in there today or tomorrow, hopefully. So I'll keep you updated. I'll call you and let you know when I'm in there.
Okay, no problem. Regarding the HHA app situation, Victor already received a training on the app, so he has to be more careful to which email he's using, because with the same one that he registered, he has to open the app. So I'm asking to operate management if he can do a training again, because this ongoing situation cannot be happening. He can send timesheets, but it's not something that we have to keep allowing, you know, because he's against the policy.
Okay, so he can't get no more time slips. I understand that. But now y'all have to give me patience to get settled in my new apartment so that we can all download everything on the app again. And then, because see, I need to explain to you, Miss Alicia, I'm in the middle of an appeal, okay, with the state. And
okay, no
that hearing would be held on the 13th of this month. So I'm in the middle of an appeal also. So I need help and patience with y'all to help Victor be able to get in back into the system so that he can down. But see, as of now, he still needs to submit time slips for the days that he's missing as of Friday.
Yes, so I have said that he can do it, but he has to receive a training again, because this cannot be happening. He will send the timesheets, but once that he receives the training and we can solve the situation, or they can change to an FOB, because this is not the first time, you can do it. There is nothing to do, like you are moving and you're receiving services. You can clock in and clock out as soon as the address is updated.
Right, I understand that, but therefore, see, the system locked him out Friday, so now their day's being missed.
No, and the system doesn't lock out anyone. Probably he did something wrong and the system locked him out.
Right, I don't know how that happened, though. The system just locked him out. It just jumped off the system, and that's what happens. That happens from time to time. I've been a participant with your agency for 6 years right now. I ain't just start. My daughter, I had to let her go because she wasn't cooperating. You understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
I understand. As I'm telling you, I just escalated the situation to approach management to see what they are, if they are going to do, if they are going to change to an FOB or if he receives a new training, okay?
Say that again. I didn't understand it.
I escalate the situation to upper management to see if he changes to an FOB or if he receives a new training.
Okay. All right.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
I'll call you back to let you know when I'm settled in my new apartment.
Okay, no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. This is Alisa from Family First. How may I help you?
This is Vincent Payne again. We never hung up.
Okay, so sorry.
All right.